one. Willie, good to speak to you again. Any new injuries this week?
No, we seem to be okay. There's a couple that have pulled up, a little bit sore. You know, there's some minor sort of stuff happening, but yeah, overall, wait and see towards the back of the week, just to finalise. Yeah, the 17.
You mentioned there about there being a couple of maybe little bumps and scrapes. Are they sufficient enough to possibly affect your team selection for this next match?
No, I don't think so at this stage.
Okay. Having such a clean bill of health after four games in comparison to clubs around you in Super League, does that offer you a significant advantage at all?
Oh, look, to be honest, I don't really want to talk about injuries. They happen, they're going to happen, and, you know, we're getting an okay run at the moment. But naturally, you want your every player fit and available. We've got that now, and we're in a good position at the moment, but it's rugby league.
Okay. Well, the other thing that it offers as well, obviously, is you've got everyone available to test each other on the training ground, and people have made talk of Matty Staughton obviously trying to push into the 17 and then the 13. How well is he progressing?
Yeah, we've got, I mean, that's the beauty of having, everyone available, that there's competition for spots. And, you know, when you do play against 13v13, you've got some experienced guys on both sides. So that certainly helps, definitely helps at training. And there's competition for spots that are open. So that happens every week.
I know the spotlight's been on the rule changes and officiating quite a lot at the start of this season, but how happy are you that your players seem to have dealt with the new rule changes better, given the lack of sin binnings in comparison to others?
Well, it's something that we said the start of the year. We want to pride ourselves on discipline and we want to pride ourselves on defence. And the Salford game, we let ourselves down with the discipline. We weren't happy with that. So, you know, overall, our defence hasn't been too bad. I think we've leaked, along with Wigan, the least amount of line breaks against, which is a good sign. But, you know, the weekend, we're letting 22 points. So that there's too many points there for of where we want to be and what our standards are. So although, you know, we're going well in some areas, we certainly need to improve in others as well.
Which says the biggest fix-up you're looking for in the first instance then?
Consistency, being able to put both sides of the ball together. I think we've been, like weekend, I thought our attack was the best it's been, but as I said, we let in 22 points. So we need to be able to handle a bit of adversity if we have an error, defend it. And as I said, majority of the time our defence has been really solid, but the weekend we let in 22 points and it's too many.
We speak about discipline, but statistically your squad are doing incredibly well in tackling, especially from marker, and also conceding quite a few penalties. So I guess how big a contributor has that been to your results so far this season?
Yeah, it's, as I said before, it's been great except for the Salford game. The Salford game is the one that let us down. And the other games, you know, we obviously, how close Warrington the game was, we put ourselves in a strong position to win the back end after a slow start, and then we won our first two. So it's showing that there's a lot of transfer there if you are disciplined, but it also showed against Salford as well that can go the other way if you're not disciplined.
What other positives or negatives have you seen from the first four games? Not just your results, because you've won two, lost two, but what else really has stuck out for you and your squad so far this season?
Oh, the work-on's definitely putting both together and being more consistent on both sides of the ball. We're doing a lot of good stuff, and I said to the players again today, we're not far off from really, taking our game to another level or another couple of levels. But we just need to make sure that we're putting both sides together, because, as I said, like last week, I thought we were strong with the ball, and then we let in 22 points. So it's putting both sides of the ball together, and then we'll get a bit better outcomes. But for me, we need to just keep the discipline and the defence are the two sort of areas that we want to focus on for the first 6 weeks. So we have a narrow focus to those, and get those right, then I think we'll be okay.
How harsh do you think it is that some people are still seemingly questioning Petr Hiku's contribution at times, given that statistically, in some areas, he's doing particularly well, given that you shuffled with fullback, you gave Niall Evels a chance there against Warrington?
Oh, look, it's difficult for a guy that comes over. Look, he copped it straight away from his goal kicks, and then people haven't let up. But I will say, you know, whoever it is, whether it's media or whether it's whoever it is, yeah, just have a look at different parts of his game, and like you say, he's doing some things really well. But yeah, 4 weeks he's only played four competition games, so we're going to get a better version of Peter Hickey down the track. But I keep answering these questions every week, and yeah, at the end of the day, I've got someone who I know internally is valued, and he's doing his very best for the team. So until I see any different, you know, then I can only say positive things about Petter. I will say, you know, you look at Wigan last year, Bevan French played wing, he played six, he played fullback. Where'd he end up in the grand final? He ended up playing at six. You know, we're not the finished product in round four. So Petter's no doubt will play other positions this year. Noel Levels will play fullback this year. You know, you're still working things out, and that's where we're at the moment. So, you know, I've had questions every single week around Petter, and it all started with his goal kicking, because after the first week, there was media around Petter Hickey could play fullback and he was going to be wonderful, and that sort of got changed in a week. Now, whether he plays fullback for the rest of the year or whether he doesn't, he's still going to be a value member of our team.
I understand. On some players who aren't actually in the building yet, but you've been linked to, I saw a report this week that Tom Davis of Catalan Dragons might be drumming some interest from your way. Is that true?
I just want to worry about this week. I've answered Tom questions about Tom before, and it was, we're definitely interested in a player like Tom if he become available. That's all I'll say about it.
And one possibly going out the other way is Phoenix, potentially at halfback. Can you give any clarity on the situation with him?
We'll know a little bit more in the next couple of days. But the key for Phoenix is to play games. We need, you know, Phoenix needs to develop and keep developing. The only way to do that is by playing play more games. Unfortunately, with the system at the moment with our reserve grade, you're playing every second week, but at times you don't. So he might only get a game a month. So it's important that he plays. So ideally, we'd really like Phoenix to go out and play some more rugby.
Do you think he's Super League level, or would he be better suited to maybe a top-end championship side, in your opinion?
Oh, well, at the moment, you know, he needs to, which I've always said to Fee, doesn't matter what grade he's playing, he's go out and be the best version of himself. So whether that's reserve grade, go stand out in reserve grade, whether it's League One or whether it's championship. So at the moment, no one's expecting Phoenix to be a Super League player because he's in the Super League squad, but that doesn't make you a Super League player. So he needs to go out and prove himself in a championship level or a League One level or reserves, whatever it is, and then he can work towards being a Super League player. But I certainly wouldn't be saying that he's not or can't be a Super League player. You know, if he's got the right attitude and works hard, you know, who knows where he could end up.
Let's move on to Huddersfield then. What differences have you seen from them in comparison to last year? Because they've already put a big score on Castleford and they've gone close against the likes of Wigan, who people are tipping, obviously, like yourself, to be nearer the top of the table.
Yeah, I rate Huddersfield. I said at the start of the year, it's an even competition. You have a look at Huddersfield last year. I mean, they didn't finish high on the ladder, but if you break the games down, and you know, they did have injuries to key positions, they always thereabouts, and you know, they put themselves in the fight. There's no doubt about that. You know, where they've improved this year is they're certainly asking more questions with the ball. They are moving the ball extremely well, and they've got a pretty good balance of doing that and playing physical. So, you know, they're an effort-based team like us. They pride themselves on effort. They compete hard, and as I said, they ask a fair few questions with the ball. So, yeah, they're a good team.
And from their recruitment side, someone who has already stuck out really is Adam Swift out on the wing, because he hit the ground running with three tries already.
Yeah, he's a good player. Yeah, I liked him last year when he was at FC. Obviously, gone to Huddersfield is a really good pickup for them. Yeah, he's a good finisher. He runs hard. You know, overall, he's a very good winger.
I know that rugby league is full of different aspects for winning and losing, but what would you have to say is probably the biggest focus going into this one? You've spoken about consistency and discipline, but what do you think would be the biggest game breaker for you on this occasion?
I think, as I say, being consistent for 80, I know it could be cliche, but it is. Like, what we're doing at the moment, we're playing in patches, and there's patches. For example, the start of the game last week when we were 10-0 down compared to the what we did the majority of that second half was a totally different team. So we need to be more consistent with, you know, I spoke at the start of the year about our best and worst performance has not been too far away. It's the same when you're in the game. When you do lose momentum in games or, you know, you're not gaining field position, all that sort of stuff, you can't have, you know, your best and worst too far away. And I think we had that in the weekend. We started off poorly and then found a way to get back in, and then we had those two tries late in that first half, you know. So there's some inconsistencies there, you know, whether it's concentration or, you know, just, as I say, at times, is it our discipline? Is it lack of defending an error? You know, and that's probably what I look more, you know, more so the back end is, you know, if we do have an error, we defend it. But like on the weekend, they scored a try late in that first half, and then they scored off the next set. Like you can't have that. And if you have that in games, then you're going to have lopsided sort of results. So we just need to be more consistent.
And overall, Willie, the table is incredibly close so far. There's plenty of sides on 6 points, yourselves on four. What have you made of the first month of the league in comparison to your first season in charge of the Robins?
Yes, it was similar to last year. It's definitely an even competition. There's no doubt about that. It's, you know, I think Salford, the way Salford started, I certainly didn't. You know, most people spoke about Salford being down the bottom end. Now, look, Salford, if they have injuries, there's no doubt, then, you know, in terms of their depth, but they've got a very good 17, 18, 19, 20 players that they've got, 21, as good as any other team, you know, or close to, you know, the best teams in the comp, certainly in their outside backs. So, you know, teams like Salford, over at Huddersfield, I mean, obviously Warrington's always thereabouts, and then you've got the, you know, the St Helens and the Wiggins, and Leeds are better this year. So it's a good even competition, and that's what we want. And for us this weekend, we're playing against a team that very similar to us in what they value, and we know what's coming in terms of, you know, their effort and the way they compete. So we need to match that.
You spoke about Salford there. What was your reaction when you heard obviously that Salford will be coming to Craven Park for the next round of the Challenge Cup?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, obviously, we weren't happy with our overall performance over there. You know, Mark Snead had a night that night, and he handled the conditions. They handled the conditions, Salford, better than us. As I said, our discipline wasn't great that night. So, you know, we're certainly looking forward to playing them again, and we get to play them next week in the Challenge Cup at home, which is good.
Do you like the format of the Challenge Cup as it is at the moment, given the 16 teams left, 12 Super League sides obviously come in at this round? Do you feel that's a bit of a disadvantage for those Championship sides to pit their wits against teams of your calibre?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't have a strong opinion of it. I think, you know, speaking to staff that have played in it before, it's good to, you know, in the past they've played against amateur teams, so it's good for amateur teams to play against the Super League team, and obviously Championship teams that want to match themselves against the Super League teams as well. So, yeah, it's got its pros and cons, obviously. But certainly I think if guys don't have the opportunity to play against Super League players, they can buy a different sort of format. But either way, it's a long season, so you don't want to have too many games as well. So, you know, I don't have a strong opinion on it.
That's all from me. Thanks, Willie. Appreciate it. Good luck in your next one.
Thanks, James. Cheers.
Hi, Willie. How are you doing?
All right, Matt. Yourself?
Not bad. Not bad. Just more broadly on loans, I think that market's expected to pick up this week. But, of course, the Championship's back. You have a dual-reg agreement with Featherstone. So how do you look at using both of those options and reserves to the best of your ability to make sure that everyone's getting the appropriate game time at the appropriate level moving forward?
Yeah, the difficult thing we've got at the moment is we've got the Challenge Cup next week, and I think if we didn't have the Challenge Cup and we're in a position, you know, in terms of availability, I'd certainly like to be able to get more players out. We've got Reece Butterworth that, you know, held his own on the weekend. You know, Zach Fishwick played for Featherstone on the weekend. We've got a couple of guys are going to go to Featherstone again. Excuse me. You know, ideally I'd like to be able to get a couple more, you know, even possibly to a Super League club, but we've got the Challenge Cup next week, and you can't be losing players, so it does make it difficult. But I'm a massive believer in that the players players need to play. Like that's how they develop. That's how they get better. That's what they get paid to do. It certainly impacts if players aren't playing. It can impact their mental health. You know, it's what they love doing. You know, for us on the weekend, you know, our reserves played on the weekend. We had an experienced team. We played against a good young Warrington team. It was a really good hit out for both sides. Yeah, but things like singing a team song and having a beer after a game, that's all very, very important, you know, for players' mental health and all that sort of stuff. So the playing is extremely important. It's important for their mental side, but it's also important for their development and so they're ready to play. So, yeah, in short, mate, you know, we certainly look to help players where we can because it helps the player. You know, in a dual reg situation, it could help Featherston if they want it, but it also helps us as well in terms of when they're ready to play first team, they're ready to go. So,
just to clarify on the Challenge Cup point, that's because you won't want them cup tied should you need them.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that right?
Yeah, exactly right. We can't leave ourselves short. And so that's the unfortunate part where at the moment is you've got Challenge Cup games next week. If you didn't have that, then I'd be, you know, the position that we're in at the moment, I'd like as many players playing this weekend and possibly next weekend as possible. Then you start to take some, you know, there's a bit of risk factor, but you just need to make sure that you're not sending all out, that you've got players that, you know, obviously there's injury suspensions, form and all that sort of stuff, and you've got players ready to go. So, but, yeah, because of the cup tie, we need our players being available for us.
Just looking at Huddersfield, I mean, their attack really was scrutinised last year, and a lot was, you know, there were a lot of accusations, really, that they've been sussed out and da-da-da. They scored 50 points at the weekend. They brought Adam Clune in, which has given them a different dynamic. I just wondered, from a tactical and a technical, maybe a deeper look at them, what you've made of them as an attacking prospect so far with a few new players in there.
Yeah, definitely. That's the area that I think they've improved a lot is around their attack. They certainly ask a lot of questions and a lot more questions than they did ask. So yeah, we know there's going to be a fair bit of shape and there's going to be a fair bit of ball movement, but you know they're good at playing through the middle third as well. But they'll certainly move the ball and they're moving the ball a lot more and asking a lot of questions. So yeah, as I said, I respected them last year and I respect them even more this year. They're a good team and Adam Clune was always going to add to that team and I think he's finding his feet now. So it's a great challenge for us on Saturday.
You mentioned the middle. They've got a lot of good players in there that maybe go under the radar. Just how difficult a challenge will this week in particular be with what their middle unit pose and obviously, you know, what your guys are going to have to combat and try and get on the top of?
Yeah, to be honest, I'd rather focus on our middle unit. I think our middle unit hasn't been too bad at the moment, but like you say, that we're playing against a good middle unit that's probably underrated. Most games are won through that middle third and then your halves and your top backs determined by how many. So, you know, I'd like to see our middles, look at it as a really strong challenge, a good challenge this week because, like you say, Chris Hill for me amazes me. He just keeps going, you know, the way he can you know, still play at the level he's playing at his age. You know, he's certainly still a leader of that pack. But, you know, we've got some good forwards as well. And at the moment, you know, again, it's round four, so you need to work out what your best sort of rotation is, you know, who plays what minutes. And at the moment, it's pretty much we're looking at staff, what middles can play longer minutes, what middles can play long minutes and do the job that they need to do. Because I think some people look at, you know, a forward that stays out in the field for a long period of time and they might look at his meters and say he's had a great game. You know, we look at middles and the way they play a little bit different in the areas that we value internally. So, you know, we'll be looking for that again. And as I said, our middles are doing a good job, but I know there's more in them.
Another player who defies his age, admittedly in a different position, is Ryan Hall. That combination with Oliver Gildart showed some nice signs at the weekend. And you spoke all the way through the pre-season in the opening rounds about combinations and taking time and patience. But have you been encouraged just that there are those signs that those two guys are, again, I mean, they put two really, I know Mikey helped, but they you know, combined two really neat tries at the weekend.
Yeah, that's certainly the best that they've combined. There's no doubt about that. I mean, if you look at our side, You know, there's a lot of new combinations, and it's reality. Like it can take time to build those combinations and get them happening, get them working efficiently. You know, our left edge has been always known as, you know, a really dynamic left edge, but there was a lot of experience in that team. So now if you have a look, we've got a mix, don't we? You know, there's some experience there, and we've still got some youth. You know, obviously with Mikey still a young half. You know, those combinations will get better and better. For me, that's what we need to hold on to, and that's what makes me, you know, excited for games ahead, and especially once it starts to clear up and you can play a little bit more open, because those type of guys, that's what they enjoy doing, don't they? They enjoy getting the ball in hand, and I want to see more of it. I want to see Ollie get the ball in hand, because when he does, he's dangerous. And obviously Hawley's was exceptional last week with his carries. So there's a good blend there. There's a good blend that they've got, you know, in terms of what they're doing in yardage. We asked a few questions in yardage. You know, we moved Warrington a little fair bit, and then that got Hawley on the front foot, then got Mikey out of dummy half. So there's a good mix there of what they're doing, and it'll get better as we go along.
Brilliant. Cheers, Willie.
Cheers, mate. Thanks, mate.
Hi, Willie. It's Martin here.
Hey, Martin.
Just a couple of quick ones, mate. We're just getting to the stage of the season where it's starting to get a little bit warmer and hopefully a bit drier. You know, most of your games have been on very heavy pitches so far this season, including particularly the ones at your own place. What difference do you think it'll make if the pitches become a bit lighter? You know, will that benefit your side? I get the feeling it probably will, but I'd like to take your view on board.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be, you know, we want to have a team that can play, it doesn't matter what pitch. Like, I mean, the first 2 weeks, I mean, the second game against Leeds obviously was, the pitch wasn't great, was it? And we got away and we won that game. We won the first game. And then the third game, pitch was wet, very wet on top. And I don't think we handled that so well. We had some poor discipline. But in terms of our kicking game, you know, Mark Snead sort of led the way there. And on the weekend, I thought, yeah, we handled it okay. So, look, there's no doubt I think we're going to be, you know, we'll be a far better sort of attacking side when we've got a dry track, but you can't, we don't want to be that team. We want to be a team that doesn't matter what conditions are. We don't want to wake up and look outside the curtain and go, oh, it's raining today. We're not going to be at our best. We need to play in every condition. Doesn't matter how cold it is, how hot it is. And I think we did extremely well with that last year. I thought we actually handled, because the first 8 weeks, I think it was, it rained here on a Friday night, to the point where I was going, oh, I don't mind. I hope it rains, because we handled those conditions extremely well, where other teams didn't. So where we're letting ourselves down is, like, the last 2 weeks we played against Salford and Warrington, that they both completed at 90%. Like, it's not – these first 6 weeks is you just got to keep it simple. And that's why for us our narrow focus is discipline and defence. We want to, I don't like talking too much around sort of completions. You've got to get to a level, because if you do that, then they're just going to be one out carries, and you become a predictable team. You become a boring team. And at the end of the day, we are in the entertainment business. We need to, you know, play a certain way. But 90% wins your games, doesn't it? So yeah, we just got to find that balance.
And when you talk about defence, one of the interesting things for me about this season is that I seem to have noticed, I don't know whether I'm right, but there's been quite a few tries scored direct from scrum moves. And, of course, the key one was Dufty against you last weekend, late in the game, when I thought you were going to win it, to be honest. I'm sure you probably did. But then he intervened and got on the end of that move. How difficult is it to defend, you know, that sort of scrum situation? Particularly when you're tiring towards the end of a game. And I mean, that was in the 70th minute, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Matt Dufty, what does Matt Dufty want? He wants time. And he's very good when he's got time and he's got space. And that's exactly what we gave him. We backed away from that scrum where we needed to put pressure on Matt Dufty and do what he didn't want us to do, and that was get up. So, you know, we backed away pretty much towards the try line, and that's not how we want to defend the scrum either. So, yeah, we went away, I think, in whether it was scoreboard pressure, we did have people, Tom was on the wing at that stage, but he has been on the wing before and he's trained on the wing. But pretty much what we did, we backed away when we shouldn't have. But there's different factors that can come into that. Certainly it can be scoreboard pressure. Certainly it can be fatigue, but we just didn't handle that scrum play well at all. We needed to get up.
And, of course, the other thing is you need to play for 40 minutes for each half. And as you've already said, two tries near the end of the first half. You know, was that just getting tired? Or was it a loss of concentration? What do you put it down to?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's tired or fatigue. I think we're one of the fittest teams in the comp, and you can see, I know we are, because I know teams are trying to slow us down. I mean, Salford did a great job of that the week before in the conditions, and then Warrington were looking to put the ball in touch as well. So it's not our fitness. It's definitely it's a concentration thing. And as I say, if a team does score or we do make an error, it shouldn't snowball and snowball. That was a period in the game that. It hurts because the players I'm talking about, because they've found a way 10-0 down. They found a way to get back in. They got on top, momentum. Everything was going our way, and then that period of 4 minutes or 3 minutes, whatever it was, then you go in 6 points behind. So as I say, it's more for us. I think it's concentration for the 40 minutes. You get your break and you go again. And when we put that together, there's no doubt we'll be a difficult team, because we're a difficult team to play against at the moment, but we certainly know there's a lot of improvement as well. So that's the exciting part.
And, of course, what you've been saying about the quality of the competition and the teams, a lot of good teams in it, I mean, there are going to be a lot of tight games with small margins. I mean, you've lost by two and lost by seven. Both games could have gone the other way, potentially, and you're going to have to learn to win by that sort of margin, aren't you, rather than lose them. And because the trouble is you lose by two and it's you get the same points as if you'd lost by 50. It's frustrating, but how do you just make sure you're on the right side of those score lines?
I mean you obviously break the games down. You look at key moments in the games. We create a lot of opportunity. There's three tries that we should have got in that game, so that certainly makes a difference. So it's the execution there. We find ourselves in front, then we make play one, little half break, and we throw a pass, which is not on. So game management wasn't great there. Then they went and scored off the back of it. So it's key moments in games. It's winning the moment. There's so many different moments in games that you need to win. There's all little, as I say, little moments. Hundreds of them in a game. If you win more, then you win. But you need to win the big moments as well, And as I say, for us, that back end, there were some big moments that we didn't win. So we need to improve and win more moments. That's essentially how you overcome it. I mean, we did it against Leeds. Could have gone either way that game. We won more moments and key moments in that game. And certainly the last two, we haven't. So, it's round four. We're never going to be the finished product by round five. I always say round 10, you start to get your combinations and who plays where and that type of thing. But certainly, the back end of the year is when you want to be humming, and that's what we're aiming to do. We want to be winning every game we play. There's no doubt about that. But we also know where we're at as a we know where we're at the moment. We know what type of team we're going to be, because we're not there yet.
And finally, obviously, you got to Wembley last year. The Challenge Cup's coming up. You've got Salford again. Are you as keen to get to Wembley again this year as you were last, hopefully going one better this year?
Of course. that's why we play it and coach, and anyone that tells you any different is lying to you. Look, it was a great experience last year, as a coach and staff and naturally the players who do it. You want more of it, and that's what it's about. We want to be playing in the big games. We're striving to do that. And no different to this year. It probably gives you more motivation to go one better, doesn't it? So, we've got a good tough game against Salford first up at home, which is good for us to come back here. And we're looking forward to it. But we've got the most important game is this week against Huddersfield.
Okay, mate. Thanks a lot, Willie.
Cheers, mate.
Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, mate.